Your news and information leader, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
Good evening and welcome everybody. Live from Unitego tonight, a huge MAC girls contest as it's the Unitego girls hosting Sydney. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Boskowski tonight here on WCDO, and we want to welcome you in to the Butler Auto Kickoff Show. Of course, Butler has the area's biggest selection of vehicles on two lots right in Sydney. And at Butler Auto Sales, it's their goal to never lose a customer over price. Mike Butler and the staff wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best here in tonight's game. Coach, we'll take a break. We'll come back and get some of your stats here, but what an electric atmosphere. The JV game was a heated contest. I expect about the same for the varsity.
Yeah, it's a typical Route 7 battle here between the two MAC rivals, Sydney and Unitego. Should be an exciting night.
Yeah, we're very excited for this game. Glad to bring it to you. And we'll have the Sydney boys game tomorrow against PG. So a lot of those Route 7 rivalries this week here on CDO. So again, we'll take a quick break. Sydney girls traveling up Route 7 to take on Unitego. We'll be right back on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull and Greg Boskowski here at the Butler Auto pregame show. Sydney girls have traveled up to take on Unitego. And, Coach, Division One in the MAC has just been an absolute battle between Unitego and Sydney, of course, the two teams here tonight. Delhi, just back and forth and still some more battles to go. But tell us a little bit more about what we expect here tonight.
Well, let's start with the visitors, the Sydney Sabres. They come in with a division record in MAC Division One of 3-1. Their lone loss in the division is to Delhi. We called that game back on the radio a couple weeks ago. They're 8-1 in the division overall. Their lone loss, as we said, is to Delhi. They're second in the MAC Division One right now to Delhi. They're going to go to Delhi shortly. They're ranked 22nd in New York State for Class B. There's three other teams in Section 4 that are ranked. Newark Valley 3rd, Chenango Forks is 10th, Chenango Valley is 20th. They're led by Ava Sirigliano. She's kind of the main cog in their wheel. So they're coming to Unitego tonight trying to get a win to move a little closer to possibly going to that MAC championship.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting down the stretch, especially for Sydney. The big game tonight and still the big game left to go with Delhi. How about for Unitego? This has been an interesting road for them.
Yeah, Sydney, on another point there, they kind of control their own destiny. If they win this game and they beat Delhi, they're in. Unitego, they come in with a Division One record of 3-2. Their two losses are to Sydney and to Delhi. They're 7-3 overall. Their other loss in the MAC is to Green. They're 10-5 overall. They're also 22nd ranked in the state, but they're Class C. There are six other Class C teams in Section 4 that are ranked. Green, the other MAC school, is number 9. Union Springs is 10th. Marathon is 18th. Moravia is 19th. And Delhi is 25th. The Spartans are led by Lizzie Kraft. And the last time we were in this gym together, Nate, she really put on quite a show.
31 points in that game against Delhi, which is shocking because the Delhi defense is always so good and so strong. But Lizzie, a career high, 31 in that game, and that was key. They needed that game to keep their playoff hopes alive. They need this game. Losing those first two division games of the year hurt them, and I can remember doing that Unitego and Sydney game at Sydney just a few weeks ago, and after the game, I mean, you had Unitego players with tears running down their face because they thought our chance at the division might be done, but they somehow have fought back and still have a chance here tonight, and that's what it's all about.
Yeah, all you can ask for as a player or a coach is an opportunity to kind of control your own destiny on the court, and certainly Unitego has an opportunity to kind of inch a little closer to getting into some sort of tiebreaker for the MAC Division One.
All right, we're going to take a break, pause for the national anthem as well as the starting lineup. when we come back. A huge MAC girls game tonight, as it is Sydney traveling up to take on Unitego. For Greg Bonskowski, I'm Nate Lowell. It's the Butler Auto pregame show here on WCDO.
Come check out the local high school sports Wall of Fame at Jerry's Inn in Bainbridge, featuring photos by Jason and Ricky McPherson. Jerry's Inn has that same iconic hometown atmosphere and a diverse, delicious menu. Jerry's Inn house specialties include street tacos, chicken gyro, Jerry's cheesesteak, as well as New York strip and surf and turf after 5 p.m. Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge, is open Tuesday through Sunday for lunch and dinner. Follow Jerry's Inn on Facebook for daily specials and events.
You're buying a new car and shopping for a good loan rate. This place has a higher rate because they price by credit score, and that place has a higher rate because you don't have three accounts and a MasterCard with them. Don't get stuck with a higher signature loan rate. Simply visit Shandello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. Because to us, an auto is an auto, no matter the year. In other words, at Shandello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, one size fits all. No pricing by credit score, no restricted terms or special requirements. 114 Main Street in Franklin, or visit shandello.org. Member NCUA.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Looking for a hardware and feed store with excellent customer service and a knowledgeable staff? Jan and the team provide all that at Canal Street Hardware, Route 12 in Oxford. Stocked with everything for winter, including hand warmers, two-cycle oil, batteries, heat tape, plumbing, stovepipe and gasket, fire brick, and keystone feed. They can even fill propane, make hydraulic hoses, make chainsaw chains, and storm windows. Canal Street Hardware is open Monday through Friday, 7 to 6, and Saturday and Sunday, 9 till 2. Located on Route 12, right in the heart of Oxford. Canal Street Hardware, your hometown hardware and feed store.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Just finishing up the starting lineup here at Unitego. I'm Nate Lowell, joined by Greg Bonskowski tonight here on the Butler Auto pregame show. Let's do our starting lineups first for the visiting Sydney Sabres and head coach Donnie Pierce. They start with senior number 2, Ava Trigliano, a junior number 4, Bree Taylor, a junior number 10, Isabella West, a senior number 12, Michaela Bales, and a sophomore number 44, Nayla Miley. On the other side for Bob D and the Unitego Spartans, they start with senior number 2, Bailey McCoy, a junior number 10, Madison Bertzel, a freshman number 11, Harley Bertzel, a junior number 22, Lizzie Kraft, and a freshman number 24, Ivy Tice. Coach, you said something earlier to me off the air that stuck with me. You said what you thought the key to tonight's game would be for both sides.
Yeah, I mean, I think you clearly know that Sydney is led kind of by Ava Sirigliano. She's averaging about 19 and a half points per game. And Unitego is led by Lizzie Kraft, who's averaging about 18.6. I think those two will probably cancel each other out. They're both very good players, very talented, very difficult to stop. I think it could be whose supporting cast has a better night. So what players in the, you know, besides Ava and Lizzie, step up and provide their team with a little bit of offensive firepower or some defensive play. So supporting cast is my team.
Unitego is in the home white uniforms with the green trim, and Sydney is in the maroon uniforms with the white trim, and we got two student sections right across the gym from one another. This is going to be fun here tonight. A steal off the opening tip by Sydney. Here's Michaela Bales, and she got stripped by Madison Burtzel, and Unitigo will get it back. So an early game of hot potato. Yeah, the student section to our left here for Sydney, about the same size. They've traveled very well. Unitigo is on the far side. They're doing a whiteout tonight in all-white clothes. Here's Ivy Tice in the corner. A jumper is a little too strong, and a rebound there for Sydney. Back down the floor. Sydney going left to right. Here is Bella West. Chance of defense from the Unitigo student section. Here's Ava Srigliano. Double team. Goes inside for Miley. Right low block. Back to Ava. Pull-up jumper for her. Hit the rim twice and bounces down.
Unitigo has opened in the box and won. They had Harley Birdsell chasing Ava. She kind of lost her there, and Sydney found her for the layup on the inside.
Unitigo's able to get it across midcourt despite some pressure there from the Sydney Sabres. There's Billy McCoy. Left side finds Tice at the high post. Kicks one. Right side. Three for Harley Birdsell. Slash. Big three for Harley Birdsell. And Unitigo leads 3-2. 6:40 to go, first quarter.
That's similar to how they started against Delhi the other night. She made her first three, and it kind of got Unitigo rolling.
Ava floats one across the top of the defense. Far side, Michaela Bales. Inside for Miley. Back to the top of the key here for Bella West. West into the paint, and we got a jump ball. And the arrow is going to keep it with Sydney with 8 seconds left here on the shot clock. 6:22 to go, first quarter. Unitigo girls leading 3-2 in front of a packed house here at Unitigo. Sabres get it in. A little double pump here for Srigliano. Missed it. Ball loose up near midcourt on the rebound. Spartans come away with it. Here's Lizzie Kraft. Left side for Lizzie. Takes it inside and hits the bucket. And she fouls. And Lizzie's going to go to the line. Whoa. A bucket there for Lizzie to get going.
Yeah, she had some English on that shot. It kind of looked like that Tiger Woods putt from the Masters 2 years back. Just kind of hung there on the rim and then flashed into the net.
And Lizzie's shot in and out from the line. Rebound, Ava Srigliano. So it is Unitigo 5, Sydney 2. Sydney with the basketball. Again, the maroon with the white trim. Says Sydney in white lettering across the front of the uniform. Pass down low for Miley. Got stripped of it there, but gets it back just in time to Michaela Bales. Bales to West. Steps in for a straightaway three. In and out and a rebound for Lizzie. And Kraft is in the backcourt and ahead now for Bailey McCoy, who will slow it down and come across midcourt. Far side for Madison Birdsell. Birdsell gets stripped for a split second. Gets it to Lizzie. Gets away through a double team. Her little 5 foot jumper won't go. And the rebound to Ava Srigliano. Ava down the right side of the floor. Fakes a pass. Jumper in the paint. Too strong, but she's able to track it down herself. Ava floats one back across now for Michaela Bales. Tries to pass to the interior. Intercepted away by Unitigo. And Madison Bursa with a good defense. Unitigo leading 5-2. Bailey McCoy, a three. In and out. Boy, it looks good. Madison Bursa in the land of the trees is able to rip down a rebound. Back to McCoy, left side. They find Tice again, and Ivy's shot is short. Lizzie with a rebound. And on the right low block, she's fouled. With 4:50 to go in the first quarter, Lizzie's going to work on the glass as Unitigo leads 5-2.
The dueling student sections here are pretty impressive. What kind of impressed me, Sydney's just kind of, it was almost like it popped up out of nowhere. Like,
it really did.
All of them over there, and all of a sudden the game started, and here's, you know, 40 students standing up.
And there's Lizzie at the line. She hits her first one. So that pushes the Unitigo lead to 6-2. This is easily the most impressive student section battle I've seen so far this year. Lizzie 1 out of 2. Rebound Srigliano. Ava windexing the glass early here for the Sydney Sabres. Floating one from Michaela Bales. Wants a three. On the left side, it's too strong. Rebound. Cracked down by Srigliano, but she stepped out. At the last second, toe was on the line, back to Unitigo. Great hustle there by Ava and Harley Burkle, who were both chasing that ball right into the Unitigo bench. Here's McCoy in the backcourt, and Sydney just applying some gentle pressure, and now a steal by Srigliano. Steps through, and the left-handed layup is good for Ava.
Very composed steal and basket there. She very easily could have made that much more difficult. Great move. Great step through.
Unitigo 6, Sydney 4 with 4:15 to go in the first quarter live from the U tonight. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Bonskowski. Bailey McCoy, left side three, count it for Bailey McCoy. Makes it 9-4 with 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. Unitigo coming out hot, shooting the basketball. Eaton section wants defense. They go down low. Here's Miley. And she finishes on the right low block. Nayla Miley with her first basket.
May have been a foul there too, but no call.
9-6 now our score with 3:40 to go in the first quarter. Unitigo breaking the pressure. They go to Ivy Tice in the left corner. Now they'll slow it down to the top of the key. McCoy, right side. Three-point line extended here for Harley Virchel. Skipping one back to McCoy. Pump fakes on the three. Thought better of it. They go inside for Lizzie. Turnaround shot from about 5 feet. Too strong. And the rebound was picked up there by Harley Virchel. And I think that Lizzie got one in the eye there. Must have got poked in the eye. Seems to be okay shaking it off, but the officials blew the play dead. With 3:17 to go in the first quarter, it's Unitigo 9 and Sydney 6.
Goodbye. Good job there by the officials to protect a player out on the court that might be injured.
A fast-moving first quarter here. An electric atmosphere for the Spartans and the Sabres. Here's Harley Virchel. Far side for Bailey McCoy. McCoy comes off a screen, goes to Lizzie in the corner. Foot on the line, a long two. It's off the mark, and another rebound for Ava Sirigliano, who is just a vacuum cleaner under there tonight. Ahead for Bella West. And to the high post for Bree Taylor. Underneath for Nayla Miley. And she scoops the score.
Good offensive rebound and putback.
Back to a one-point game. 9-8 Unitigo, leading by a point with 2.5 to go in the first quarter. Mac Girls hoops tonight here on CDO. And WCDOsports.com. You're listening online. It's courtesy of SSDU. And now a foul on the floor. Lizzie got fouled at the high post.
Not a bad foul, because she had a head of steam going down the lane. Looked like she was going to get an easy bucket. So, you know, we're not in the bonus yet. Make them take the ball out of bounds.
Maya Paul checks in here for Sydney. And Caitlin Henn checks in for Unitigo. Our first substitutions of the night. 2:27 to go, first quarter. Unitigo leading 9-8. Lizzie trying to add to it for the Spartans. It's too strong. Rebound, Nayla Miley. And then she threw away the outlet pass, and Harley Burkle steals it. And pulls one back out. Now to Madison Virchel. Wants to reset the offense. Madison goes to Bailey McCoy. Left side, Harley Virchel. They find Lizzie at the high post. A good extra pass to Caitlin Henn, and she scores.
Great high-low action there by the Spartans.
11-8 with 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Unitigo on top. Sydney with the basketball. Right side now. They find Maya Paul in the corner. Dumping one back off now for Isabella West, and a steal by Lizzie Kraft. Ahead for Bailey McCoy, but she traveled. Didn't expect to see Michaela Bales right there on defense. Now Michaela Bales always is, though. She's right next to you.
Right there, ready to make the play.
So Sydney will get the ball back, trailing 11-8 with 1:40 to go in the first quarter. Inbound pass, Maya Paul. Her jumper was off to the left. And another rebound for Lizzie Kraft. And boy, between Sirigliano for Sydney and Kraft for Unitigo, they're doing a heck of a job on the glass. As we said, almost canceling each other out. Madison Virchel, left side three for Unitigo. A little too much mustard on it. Sirigliano, another rebound. She's got to have 6 or 7 already. Ava, long pass ahead, finds Michaela Bales. Her jumper, no, but Ava, a rebound. Her second chance also won't go down. And Unitigo comes away with the ball as we come up on 1 minute to go in the first quarter. Madison Virchel to the left side of the floor as Unitigo goes right to left. Now they'll slow it down, pump the brakes a little bit here. Trying to find those gaps in the Sydney defense. They go to the high post again. They find Caitlin Henn down low, and she scores.
Sydney's going to have to figure out how to defend that high-low from Unitigo.
Lizzie with another good pass to set up Caitlin Henn, who has 4 points off the bench. And it's Unitigo 13 and Sydney 8. A running jumper here for the Sabres from Isabella West. It wouldn't go, but they do get the rebound with Miley. Sirigliano backs it out. 30 seconds to go, first quarter. And boy, from Wells Bridge, Sirigliano let that one go. And it was just a little short, maybe a little rushed. The rebound goes to Unitigo. And here for Bailey McCoy, right side. 15 seconds to go, first quarter. Looking for options. Pass into the corner. Sirigliano on defense, but Kraft goes right by her. And then a foul on Sirigliano on the rebound as Caitlin Henn tried to go up strong with it with 9 seconds left.
And we talked about the supporting cast before the game. If my math is correct, UNITGO's supporting cast is ahead 10-4.
Are you keeping track of that stat tonight?
In my head,
yep. I love it.
10-4, supporting cast, UNITGO's ahead.
Caitlin Henn at the line, first one, a line drive, no good. And the second one coming here for Caitlin Henn, who has been very good off the bench.
Yeah, she has the 4 points, and then they have the 2 threes. They've done a good job, and I really like their defense down here at this end on Sirigliano. They're chasing her around all over the place.
Henn goes 1 out of 2. The big 5 points in the opening quarter for Caitlin Henn. 5 seconds left. They'll try to get the ball to Ava, and they threw it away with 2 seconds left. And UNITGO on top, 14-8.
But that's also a product of the fact that they're chasing Ava around, and Sydney's used to being able to just throw that to her.
Lizzie, a half-court jumper at the buzzer. No. She got a good look at it, but it wouldn't go down. 14-8. UNITGO on top of Sydney. First quarter in the books. We'll be back on CDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla is accepting new customers. A visit to the pharmacy shouldn't be a hassle, and it shouldn't take an hour to wait for your prescription. That's why so many people in the Tri-Town area have already switched to Brown's Pharmacy. This is Patrice, and I'm proud to say that our knowledgeable staff is efficient, helpful, and patient-friendly. You're not just another insurance card to us. We are happy to consult with you and answer your questions. So make the switch to Brown's Pharmacy, Main Street in Unadilla. For more information, call us at 369-2131.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Nate Lowell, Greg Bonskowski with you here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com, brought to you by SFCU. Start of the second quarter, a jumper from Maya Paul is off the mark and no good. UNITGO, the home team tonight with the rebound. They lead 14-8 early in the second quarter. UNITGO with the ball. Here is Harley Burtzel. Tries to pass it down low. It's deflected away by Ava, but it went right to Lizzie Kraft, and UNITGO keeps it. Back to the top of the key. They go to Caitlin Henn. Now it's Madison Burtzel. Coming up on 5 on the shot clock. Lizzie finding Caitlin Henn. She's going to have to toss up a prayer. It's no good. And Nayla Miley came swooping in for the rebound. And here comes Ava walking it down the floor. Good pass down low for Maya Paul. Another jumper from in close. No. Miley with a rebound, and she's fouled by Henn underneath. We're a minute into the second quarter, and it's UNITGO leading 14-8.
Two things there. Really good defensive possession for the Sabres, and then come down, got a good shot for on the baseline there, just a little strong, but good rebound, and then an even better head fake to get to the line here for Sydney.
Nayla Miley going to be very important in tonight's game, and she hits the first foul shot at the line. Nayla's had some big nights this year here for the Sydney Sabres, and some other nights where she's been quiet, so I'm sure Coach Pierce would like one of those nights where she goes off. Second shot, no good. Rebound for Lizzie Kraft. It was 14-9. UNITGO is on top here of visiting Sydney. A huge MAC Girls Division I matchup tonight.
Another thing that's important to notice here is Miley is guarding Kraft in the man-to-man for Sydney, which gives Sirigliano a little bit of a rest at the defensive end.
UNITGO with the ball again, going right to last. Left, a pass down low for Caitlin Henn, and her magic touch is run out. She misses that shot. Rebound for guess who? Sirigliano. 6.5 to go, second quarter. Back down for Miley. A turnaround with Lizzie right in her face. Boy, it rims out. Great looking shot. It just wouldn't go. Bailey McCoy with a rebound. A pass ahead here for Harley Burtzel. Burtzel walks to the top of the key. Now hits the Jets, takes it in down low, and they're going to say it's a double dribble and going back to Sydney. With 6:15 to go in the second quarter, and the Sabres seem to have it figured out at the moment.
You know, when I coached in the MAC years ago here at Unitego, always knew it was a big game when other schools showed up. So by my count, I got about 4 to 5 other MAC schools here.
Here is Nayla Miley with the jumper off the pass from Sirigliano. Excuse me. 7 points now for Miley, and a timeout will be taken by Unitego. Coach, we'll get back to that point in just a minute. I love that thought. 6 minutes to go in the second quarter. Unitego 14, Sydney 11. We'll be back on CDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lohm, Greg Bonskowski with you. And out of the timeout, Unitego with the ball and a 14-11 lead. Spartans have it. And they go to Harley Burtzel on the left side. Burtzel looking for some options, but good defense here as Sydney pushing them away from the three-point line. 5:40 to go, second quarter. Madison Burtzel gets fouled by the aggressive defense there of Sydney and Bella West.
Well, that was unfortunate. Sydney had done a really nice job denying their little pick and roll there that Unitego wanted to run. They even switched on the play and wouldn't allow Unitego to throw that ball in the post.
Spartans with the basketball. They'll quickly get it into Bailey McCoy. 5:35 to go, second quarter. Harley Burtzel, left side. Little killer crossover, takes it in, a left-handed finish. No, it wouldn't go, and Maya Paul skies for the rebound for Sydney. Outlet pass to Avis Sirigliano, who brings it down the floor. Avis pass gets knocked away by Bailey McCoy. 2-on-1 if they can hurry. Here's Avery James, and she decides to pull it out and not go to the hoop with Ava looming behind her. Unitego gets a fresh possession out of it, though, as we hit 5 minutes to go in the second quarter. Spartans leading by three. Here's McCoy with a good take, just a little too strong. And then she almost stole it back from Ava on the rebound, but it's a reach-in foul on Bailey McCoy. 14-11, Spartans on top of the Sabres. Again, Sydney winning the matchup earlier in the year, which was in Sydney, and really gave them kind of control of the division at the time. Sirigliano along the baseline. They're going to say she stepped out, and it's going to go back to Unitego. So just when you think Sydney is going to close that gap, they step out, and it goes back to Unitego. So Harley Burtzel will walk it down the floor. Once again, a great atmosphere here tonight at Unitego. There's the flying fish over there in the Sydney student section. If you've been listening to our Sydney games, they bring a large stuffed fish, and it's always flying around. You love to see it. Now a traveling violation on Unitego at the top of the key. Going to give it back to Sydney. So I think they've gotten a little helter-skelter here so far second quarter.
Yeah, the defense has really come out. Both teams playing very physical, aggressive, strong defense.
Sydney with the ball going left to right. Again, they're in the maroon with the white trim. Unitego is in the white with the green trim. Sydney tries to bang it inside here with Sirigliano, and she was pretty much quadruple-teamed and lost control of it. She had nowhere to go. She was trying to pass. 4:15 to go, second quarter, 14-11 still. The scoring has slowed down. Lizzie to the left side, now back out for Harley Burtzel, her three. Not enough juice on it, it's short, out of bounds, and back to Sydney.
It looks like Unitego has changed their defense. Instead of playing a box in one and chasing Ava around, it looks like they're playing a 1-3 chaser. So you got one person at the top, you got three along the baseline to get rid of the offensive board opportunities for Sydney. That's why it looked like there was about four people around Ava on that last possession.
Sydney with the ball. Here's Bella West with a shot. It rolled all the way around the world, then popped out. Sydney can't buy a basket right now, and a rebound for Unitego. 3:40 to go in the second quarter, 14-11. Unitego leading by three, but the scoring has been scarce for both sides here in the second quarter. Lizzie Kraft to the high post. Bounces one over for Caitlin Henn. She's immediately double-teamed and then lost it. But somehow it finds its way back to Madison Burtzel. Five on the shot clock. Here's Harley trying to pass one down low for Lizzie Kraft and taken away by Ava Sirigliano.
Great job by Sydney in the roll.
Ava back down the floor in control of this one. Finding Maya Paul. There's the jumper. It's short. Maya gets her own rebound, though, and kicks one back out. They go to Michaela Bales. Now back into the safe hands of Sirigliano. They got a fresh shot clock to work with, so they'll slow it down. Inside for Miley. Good turnaround move here. Goes. Shooter's touch there for Miley, who has 9 points. So she is the high scorer so far, and Unitigo wants a timeout. Coach Lee wants to talk it over. 2:47 to go, second quarter. 1-point game. Unitigo 14, Sydney 13 on CDO.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's back room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
The Umphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Umphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. And we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Umphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back. Coach, let's get to your point earlier about everybody in the MAC is here. We've just been looking around, and a lot of coaches and fans from other schools interested in tonight's game.
Yeah, you know it's a big game when other coaches, you know, they have practice, and then they have families, and they have things to do, and so if they come after their practice to watch your game, you know you're the show in town that night.
14-13 our score. Unitigo girls up by a point. Step back jumper for Lizzie Kraft from the left elbow is good.
That was a nice escape throw by Lizzie. She could have shot it right away, but she created some space, dribbled a little to the left, and knocked down that foul line jumper.
16-13 now our score. Unitigo leading by a triple. They go to the high post for Maya Paul. And now a straightaway three here for Bella West. No, Sirigliano a rebound. It got knocked out of her hand. Back to Maya Paul, and she travels. 2:15 to go in the second quarter. 16-13 our score. Unitigo's going to get it back. They lead by three. And the battle between the two student sections is really fun here tonight. A lot of cheers, chants back and forth. Unitigo with the ball. Here is Harley Burtzel, tries to take it inside, was blocked, and then stepped out of bounds as she tried to save it. 2 minutes exactly to go in the second quarter. Sydney will get it back with another chance to try to cut this back to a one-point game or maybe tie it. Sydney with the ball. They go left side here for Michaela Bales. Sydney going left to right here on your radio dial. A pass to the inside for Miley is taken away by Harley Burtzel. And Harley quickly back up the floor across the Spartans logo, directing traffic. Harley instead is just going to pull up for three. A little too strong. Rebound, Nayla Miley. Sydney kind of owning the glass at this end. In transition, Sirigliano a step through. Counts the bucket, and she's fouled. Ava doing what she does best, getting to the hoop. Ava now with 6 points.
Really nice move there. She also took advantage of the fact that she got the ball in transition, which didn't allow Unitigo's defense to get set up.
She's got that little step through that she does, and it's just, I don't know how you stop it.
And her strides are so long. She just covers so much ground.
Ava misses the foul shot, almost tracked down her own rebound. Goes out of bounds. It's going to go back to Unitigo. So it's still a one-point game, 16-15. Unitigo leading Sydney with a 1:25 to go in the second quarter, a low-scoring second quarter. Here's Lizzie Kraft on the right side. Stutter steps. Goes to Avery James, right side. James into the paint, steps through her shot, just a little short. Rebound, Maya Paul. Maya's going to have to dribble out of there. Lofts one up and finds Michaela Bales. Bales down the right side with a minute to go before the halftime break, finding Nayla Miley. Miley on the baseline, passes one over. Jumper is off the mark there for Bella West. Nayla Miley, another chance at it. Still too strong. And Lizzie comes out of there with the basketball. Shot out of a cannon down the right side. Step through the finish for Lizzie. What a move.
Yeah, that was beautiful.
7 points as Lizzie goes coast to coast. And Unitego leads 18-15 with 35 seconds to go in the second quarter. Sydney trying to chip away at it. They go to Michaela Bales. Bales inside for Nayla Miley. A turnaround shot for Nayla. Won't fall. Rebound Lizzie Kraft. And now she's taking over the glass. Lizzie in transition. Again, wants to take it to the hoop. Up and under for Lizzie. Count it. It's a foul. And Lizzie's got 9 points, and she's just taken over here in the last 2 minutes of the second quarter. Unitego now leading 20-15.
Coach Pierce is not happy with that call, but I thought it was a really good call. Lizzie drove to the basket there on the left side, and the defender kind of was ready for the contact, but it never occurred, and she kind of fell down, which caused the foul.
Lizzie with 10 points as she hits the foul shot. 10 seconds left here, second quarter. Sydney throws it away.
Sydney looks a little rushed. They need to get a little more composed. On all their shots, they seem to be rushing.
Martin with the ball. 5 seconds left. Lizzie with a pass down low. Caitlin Hand, no. Missed it, and that'll do it. Halftime score, Unitego 21, Sydney 15. A nice little run specifically by Lizzie Kraft, scoring the last 5 points there of the quarter. She's up to 10 points now. And on the other side, Nayla Miley with 9 and Ava Sirigliano with 6 for Sydney. Lizzie Kraft with 10, Caitlin Henn with 5, the leading scorers for Unitego. We'll be back with our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report in just a few minutes. Again, a huge contest here tonight between the Sydney girls and Unitego. Unitego leads 21-15 at the half here on WCDO. Stay tuned.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Mirabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Mirabito team today by visiting mirabito.com/careers. Mirabito, where people make energy.
563-9299.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Nate Lowell, Greg Bonskowski with you here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. We are going to take another quick break. We'll come back in just 1 second here and break down the first half for you here. 21-15 our score. Unitego girls leading Sydney on WCDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all of your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Well, it's time now for the Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Mirabito has been delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service for over 90 years. Call Mirabito at 607-563-HEAT. That's 607-563-HEAT. Our halftime score here at the U, the Unitego girls leading Sydney 21-15. A must-win game tonight for Unitego to keep their playoff chances alive for the MAC championship. Of course, it's the two divisions that will meet up in the MAC championship, which will be February 17th. So can't believe it, but it's right around the corner. But, Coach, we've been talking about Unitego has Lizzie Kraft, Sydney has Ava Sirigliano. So what will the supporting cast do? What's your tally so far?
So for Unitego, they have 11 points, and Sydney has 9, so fairly close.
we were laughing that the 9 Sydney points are all from Nayla Miley, who has really stepped up here when the attention has gone to Ava.
But I think Sydney in that first half got a lot of really clean looks at the basket. It just looked like they were rushing just a little bit on their shot. They would catch it, and instead of getting squared up to that basket, it was almost like they were shooting and getting squared up in the same motion. So I think there are several other players on Sydney that are capable of putting some points on the board. They just got to kind of take a deep breath, relax, get their feet set, see the ball in the basket.
I was thinking during the break, I have a statement to make here. In all my travels, all the time, I hear about how, well, years ago, kids were more into this or more into that, and atmosphere is not the same. This is a great atmosphere here tonight. We're here at halftime. The student sections are in full force. Unitigo's got a big jump rope over there, and the kids are out on the floor doing a jump rope 3-4 at a time. I mean, so to me, some of that stuff is not dead, as people say it is. And case in point is here tonight. Really fun atmosphere.
Yeah, it's been a very exciting first half, and I think we're in for a good one, and I think it's going to might end up with who has the ball last, like it has the last couple times we've been in this gym.
Sydney does have a little work to do, trailing 21-15 here on our Maravito Energy Products halftime report. One other thing I had, we were talking about different coaches that are here. I looked down to the Sydney bench, and I see Brenna Gioffi there. Brenna is student teaching at Sydney, I believe, and doing her time there. She's a Delhi grad and was on the state championship team in 2018 for the Delhi Bulldogs, played Armadillos with us. But just funny how those MAC connections, you know, you grew up and you're a Delhi person, right? And now you're helping out with Sydney at a Sydney Unitigo game. I mean, it's just a small world.
It is. And, you know, there are some times that, you know, coaches end up switching schools. I mean, I think of Bob Z not as a Unitigo Spartan, but as an Oneonta Yellow Jacket.
Very
and there
true.
Are some other people that might think of him as a Worcester Wolverine.
Yes.
And then walking in tonight, I thought, you know, gee, there was that one year that I coached the girls' varsity at Unitigo, and the boys' varsity coach at Unitigo was Don Pierce.
Right.
And now he switched, and now he's wearing the maroon colors here in the Unitigo gym.
You never know. The journey is always changing. You love to see it. So, all right, 30-second break. When we come back, start of the third quarter, huge MAC girls game. Unitigo girls leading 21-15 over visiting Sydney on WCDO. Stay tuned.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood, a division of Quality Hardwoods.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
All right, welcome back. Start of the third quarter, live from Unitigo tonight. I'm Nate Lowell, joined by Greg Bonskowski. And Sydney will have the ball to start the second half. Nayla Miley lost it, threw her hands off her leg, out of bounds, going back to Unitigo. As Unitigo leads 21-15, Unitigo's in the white uniforms with the green trim. Sydney is in the maroon with the white trim. Should be a whale of a second half here. Bailey McCoy with the basketball up near midcourt. Again, Unitigo going left to right to start this second half. McCoy pulls it down into the corner for Harley Birdsell. Nice little give and go. Back to McCoy. Lost control of it, though. Got stripped. And Ava Strigliano comes away with the ball. Ava in front of the Sydney student section, far side, finds Nayla Miley for a deep three in the corner. Nayla's got 12, and that's a huge shot there for the Sabres. Makes it 21-18 early in the third, and that makes that deficit seem a whole lot smaller than it was just a couple of minutes ago. There's McCoy on the right side. Sydney defense really swarming here. They find Lizzie on the interior. What a pass from McCoy to find Lizzie.
That's a lost art. You're talking about things that are different. Kids don't know how to throw that entry pass into the post there. That was beautiful.
Really nice. Lizzie with a good seal, too, to set that up. And Unitigo leads 23-18. They go to Ava Strigliano down low for Nayla Miley, and she's fouled. Couldn't get the shot to go on the layup from the right low block, but she's going to the line. Got to give a shout-out to our good friend Jeff Maliner. Heard from him at halftime that he's at home listening tonight, our good friend from Empire State Takeover. A rare night where Jeff is not traveling somewhere in New York State or the Northeast. Nayla missing the first shot.
You know, I have to give a shout-out over there to the Unitego Spartan Tech. You know, you mentioned that it's a whiteout. But Unitego senior Braden Johnson over there not only has a white shirt on, but he has full-on white pants. So he is in full white regalia for the whiteout.
I'm impressed. Nayla misses the second foul shot. And then the ball pops loose. Unitego comes away with it. Lizzie with an outlet pass to Bailey McCoy, who hits the layup in traffic as Sydney was hustling back. Another nice play for Bailey.
Great job by Bailey to get to that 50-50 ball on that kick-out pass by Lizzie.
And Unitego leads 25-18. The jumper for Ava from the foul line. Caught it, turned around, and nailed it. And Ava has 8 points.
I wouldn't even say she turned around. It was kind of a shot in one motion there.
Makes it a 25-20 ball game with 6 minutes to go in the third. Unitego girls on top of Sydney. Now some good defense here by Nayla Miley, who took it away, and then a foul as she tried to take off. McCoy.
No.
Chipped into it. No, she stepped out.
I think she stepped out.
Wow.
Didn't look. I mean, we don't have a good angle from here.
So Nayla with the steal, but then steps out. Unitego will get it back. I thought for sure they got Bailey for the bump. And so Unitego with the basketball here, and they'll work it into Harley Burtzel. Thanks for listening online tonight as well, WCDOsports.com, all brought to you by SFCU. And now a pass to the far side, and it's going to be a foul on Unitego. See who they got this on, Madison Burtzel, her second. Busy time of year right now if you're looking for scores and standings from around the area, especially the standings. Everybody wants those. You can visit my website, natelull.com. Just click on standings, and you can see how close this division race is between Sydney, Unitego, and the Delhi girls. 5.5 to go in the third. Little give and go. They find Caitlin Henn, and oh, she can't hit from straight away. Lofted it up, and it just rolled off the front of the rim. Rebound for Sydney. Ava Srigliano down the floor with Sydney trailing by five. A little step through. Ava's shot in and out. Tracks down her own rebound into the left corner. Falls down, but Sydney calls a timeout before she can really escape the trouble there. Timeout taken. 5:18 to go in the third. We'll step away. Unitego leading 25-20 over Sydney on WCDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. 25-20, our score. There goes the flying fish. The Sydney student section, it's pretty much a big fish stuffed animal, but they toss it around like it's a beach ball over there. It's fun to watch. Out of the timeout, Sydney trailing by five. They find Michaela Bales underneath for Bella West. They miss the shot. Bree Taylor tries to clean it up. She can't get it to go. And then Lizzie Kraft with a rebound. Bodies flying everywhere underneath. And going to be a foul there on Bella West. And the ball goes back to Unitego. McCoy coming in for Madison Burtzel. With 5:10 to go in the third. And they need McCoy in there to handle this ball and bring it up against the Sydney pressure. McCoy handles it this time, steps in, finds Harley Burtzel straight away into the teeth of the defense. Harley's shot no good. Maya Paul rips down a rebound for Sydney. And an outlet pass here for Bella West. West to the left side. Finding Michaela Bales. High post turnaround shot for Maya Paul, and she sinks a big one here.
See, that shot there, she had some shots similar to that in the first half, but I don't think she took her time. That time she was under control, got squared up, found the rim, eyes up, swish.
Unitego 25, and Sydney 22, 4.5 to go in the third. Here's Lizzie off a screen, takes it inside and scores. Lizzie would not be denied, and she has 14.
Yeah, you knew she was going to the rim as soon as she got the ball in her hand.
27-22. Unitego girls on top of Sydney. 4:10 to go in the third. And now a steal by Lizzie. Took it away from Maya Paul, but then Maya takes it back, finds Bree Taylor, who hits the layup and is fouled. The game a hot potato, and Sydney cashes in that time with a bucket by Bree Taylor.
Great hustle by both teams, but phenomenal hustle there by Sydney's 22, Maya Paul. She had the ball taken away from her. Then she went right back and got it back and then found her teammate for an opportunity for an and one.
Bree Taylor looking for the three-point play here at the line, and it rattles in and out for the rebound by Maya Paul. Underneath the hoop here, throws it away. Got stuck in a tough spot, and Bailey McCoy swooped in to take that ball away. So it's Unitico 27, Sydney 24, 3:50 to go in the third. Here's McCoy, step through, left-handed layup, won't go. But somehow tracks down her own rebound. Ball out of bounds, it will stay with Unitico. Good hustle there by Bailey to keep it alive. 3:45 to go in the third. Again, a packed house here tonight at the U as the Spartans try to keep their playoff, their MAC playoff hopes alive in the division. Bailey McCoy feeds one in for Lizzie Kraft. Lizzie stops at the foul line, dumps one off for Avery James. Now back to Lizzie, left side. Finding Harley Bertzel, a wide open three in the corner, no. Rebound for Avery James off of Bella West. Avery just kind of threw it off of her shoulder, and it'll stay with Unitico.
She tiptoed along that baseline, too. I don't know. She might have been out.
3.5 to go in the third. It's 27-24. Spartans with the ball. Here's Harley Bertzel leaving it for Kraft. Steps through it. She's stripped this time by Bella West. West, breakaway layup. Tips it, and it's fouled by Avery James. Wow, what a steal and a great finish by Bella West, and she's fouled.
Yeah, in that situation, as a coach, you want your player to either don't let him get the ball up on the glass or just let him go. Don't give him the chance at a three-point play.
And so with this foul shot, Sydney could tie this game. Late in the third quarter, Bella West at the charity stripe, and she can't get it to go. Does track down her own rebound, but then Avery James will steal it back. James in the corner is able to shove it to Harley Bristol. Bristol down the right side of the floor. With Unitico leading by a point, 27-26, 3 minutes to go in the third. Here's Lizzie Kraft finding Bailey McCoy, pump fakes, gets stuck along the baseline, whips one back out, finds Ivy tight. A jumper from the foul line is short, and the rebound to Bella West, and Sydney has it. Ava across midcourt, and Sydney in the maroon with white trim goes right to left. Bella West to the high post. Maya Paul, pull-up jumper, hit the rim twice, wouldn't go down. Another rebound for Lizzie Kraft. We got a foul. It is an absolute war on the glass right now. Foul will be on Sydney. Sydney with the size advantage, I would say, here tonight. So Lizzie is really battling Ava. She's battling Nayla Miley. She's battling Bree Taylor all on the inside.
Maya Paul.
Maya Paul. I mean, Ivy Tice is certainly a help, but the guards of Sydney are a lot bigger in terms of rebounding. Unitico leading 27-26 with 2:25 to go in the third. Harley Bertzel, dribble drive, kicks one back out. Ivy Tice from the left elbow, it wouldn't go, and Sirigliano with another rebound. Easily double-digit rebounds tonight here for Ava. They find Michaela Bales for a three from the right corner, and that won't go. Sydney's kind of gone cold shooting the ball here with 2 minutes to go in the third. Pass ahead now for Lizzie Kraft. Gets into the paint. She wants it herself, and she's blocked by Maya Paul. Out of bounds. It'll stay with Unitico, though. Great block there by Maya. 1:57 to go here in the third. To the left of the hoop is Bailey McCoy doing the inbounding duties. Finds Lizzie. Kraft steps through, scores, count it. She's going to the line. A lot of contact there, but Lizzie just said, nope, I'm going all the way.
Yeah, nice little step through. There were two defenders there, and she just kind of split them with 1 foot through and then kind of twisted her upper body to get that ball up on the backboard on the left side. Very nice move.
Lizzie at the line. Cash. 17 for Lizzie. And Unitico, every time it gets down to one, they're able to build it back up, and now Lizzie's going to get a little break here late in this third quarter. So we'll see if Sydney can take advantage. I think Lizzie needed that break. She's been working hard. 30-26. Unitico leading Sydney. We're at 1:45 to go in the third. Pass inside for Maya Paul. The jumper too strong, and a rebound here for Unitico. Gracie Tilt fresh off the bench, is able to clean the glass there. Here's Bailey McCoy across midcourt, safely into the hands of Harley Bertzel. Red basket handoff here for Avery James. James into the paint, kicks out, Tilt with a long two. Yes. Big jumper there for Gracie Tilt. And Bob Conway, or excuse me, Bob C, did the old celebration on that one. Coach Conway is here. I'm sure he's not celebrating about any of these shots. He wants his Bobcat to have a chance at the championship. Jumper here for Nayla Miley, no. Srigliano, the rebound. Keeping it alive for Sydney. Back inside for Miley. Her jumper, yes. Second chance, 14 for Nayla Miley. Makes it 32-28. Sydney hanging around with 45 seconds to go, third quarter. Ivy Tice. Left side, out of McCoy. McCoy, closely guarded by Michaela Bales. They work one back out, Avery James. James takes it inside and scores. Avery James with her first basket. Makes it 34-28. Unitigo on top, late third quarter. Here's Bella West for three. Buckles off the side of the rim. Rebound for the Spartans. They got plenty of time. 16 seconds to go in the third. Harley Bertzel, left side, pulls it down. Now wants to take it inside. Misses the layup. Out of bounds. Going to stay with Unitigo with 6 seconds left.
I wouldn't be surprised to see Lizzie sub back in here.
Looks like she's going to stay on the bench. Could have been a great opportunity. Bob Z wants to roll the dice with who he's got. 4 seconds left. Third quarter. Harley Bertzel, a three. Too strong. Tice with the rebound. And the buzzer, no. 34-28, Unitigo on top of the Sydney girls. Fourth quarter coming up on WCDO.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
Hey, love the car.
Nice, huh? Got it a couple of weeks ago at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney.
Man, a lot of people around here get their cars and trucks from Butler Auto Sales.
Well, they have around 150 vehicles on two lots, so it's hard not to find what you want. I just go to their website, butlerautosales.com. Every vehicle on the lot, including the new arrivals, are right there. And when my brother ran into financial trouble, they went above and beyond to get him financed.
Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDL. And McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedules. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's. Or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Start of the fourth quarter, Sydney gets the basketball, but they throw it away. A pass there to Michaela Bales. I don't know, a little too far in front of her, threw her hands, out of bounds, back to Unitigo. And the Spartans will have it.
I think we're coming down to who has the ball last.
And here is Unitigo with the basketball. They go to Lizzie Kraft, 7:25 to go, fourth quarter. Lizzie back in the game after getting a little breather. The end of the third. Harley Bertzel on the baseline. It rolls out, and it's going to go back to Sydney.
Great defense on back-to-back possessions by Sydney. And Nyla Miley there had a steal the first possession, and there she forced the turnover. So see if Sydney can capitalize.
Sydney keeps getting some chances here to crawl back in. Let's see what they can do with it. Srigliano, another turnaround jumper, hit the rim twice from the foul line. No, and then Maya Paul scoops up the rebound and is fouled with 7 minutes to go in the fourth. 34-28. And this will send Maya back to the line. Again here for the Sydney Sabres.
I'd like to see Sydney have Ava bring the ball up the court. Then they can't shadow her wherever she goes in the half court for the entire possession. It kind of gives you, instead of working hard to get her the ball, she already has the ball.
So Maya hits the first shot at the line. Second one coming. In and out. Rebound goes to Sydney, though. Miley gathers it up, gets it back to Maya Paul. Her short jumper, again, too strong. And Bailey McCoy with a rebound for Unitigo. Unitigo leads 34-29 over visiting Sydney with 6:45 to go in the fourth quarter. Harley Burtzel with the basketball. I'm Nate Lowell, joined tonight by Greg Bonskowski. We're glad to have you along. Here's Harley Burtzel, the long two. And she hits it. Hadn't had a bucket since that first basket of the game, and it's 36-29. Sydney trailing at Unitigo. Here's Michaela Bales with a jumper, and she hits it. A long two for Michaela Bales. Her first basket of the night is 36-31.
Sydney needs to get a stop and then a basket.
Coming up on 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. A lot of time left. Carly Burtzel, a three off the front of the rim, and Strigliano with a rebound.
See there, rather than her give it up, I'd like to see her bring it up the court. Now they're going to work hard to get the ball back in her hands.
They go to Bales on the left side. Now to Bella West. West steps through. Her jumper is partially blocked. But then loose on the floor, Avery James grabs it. And we got a timeout taken by Unitigo. With 5:45 to go here in the fourth quarter, it's 36-31. Unitigo girls on top of Sydney. Don't turn that dial. We'll be back on WCDO.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. 36-31 our score. The Unitigo girls leading Sydney. It's getting to be crunch time here, Coach.
Yeah, it's a tight game here. If Sydney can get a stop and then a basket, they put some game pressure here in the fourth quarter on Unitigo.
Unitigo with the basketball. They'll get it into Harley Burtzel. Burtzel in the backcourt, a head down for Bailey McCoy. The student section for both sides still going strong, and it's a 10-second call. Yeah, Sydney's going to get it back. Unitigo not aware.
It was really close, too. Almost across.
Wow, very, very close. Unitigo coaching staff not really arguing it. And so Sydney will get it back, and they got to try to capitalize on a few of these extra possessions they're getting. A kick here off the foot of Harley Burtzel with 5.5 to go in the fourth. 36-31. Unitigo still on top. A huge MAC girls contest tonight. It's big in the division. Unitigo trying to keep their MAC playoff hopes alive. Here is Strigliano. A bounce pass down low. Maya Paul, too strong. Miley, a rebound. Turnaround shot is in for Nayla Miley, and she has 16.
She played great tonight.
Having herself a night. Back to a three-point game, 36-33. Unitigo girls on top with 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Lizzie, a straightaway three, not enough under it. And Miley, guess who, with the rebound.
Yeah, great box out.
And a head now for Ava Strigliano down the right side of the floor. They shovel one to the far side for Maya Paul. Back out Michaela Bales for the tie. No, it's short. And a rebound for Lizzie Kraft of Unitigo. Harley Burtzel, the home run pass for Bailey McCoy. That was dangerous, but they did get it there. Harley Burtzel on the right side now. 4.5 to go in the fourth, and a good take here by Harley Burtzel. And she fouled and will go to the line. Great take, and she finally was able to finish one off. Gets fouled and will head to the charity stripe here. And Unitigo leads 38-33. And so Burtzel settling in at the line, and her foul shot is no good. Rebound Maya Paul. She brought it down too low, though. We got a jump ball. We'll stay with the Sydney Sabres. 38-33. Unitigo girls on top of Sydney. I'm Nate Lowell, joined by Greg Bonskowski tonight. Jim Tomeo is our producer back in Sydney at the WCDO studios on Main Street. Michaela Bales. A three is just a little short. Looks like it was going to go. Rebound out of bounds. It'll stay with Sydney.
They keep giving her, though. She's going to make one.
She made that long two not too long ago, and she's gotten some good looks on that side of the floor. They get it into Maya Paul. Her jumper too strong. Rebound to Rigliano. And Ava muscles one up. That won't go down. Miley with a rebound. Keeps it alive for Sydney. Ava with only 8 points tonight. Well below her season average of about 19 and a half. But still some time left. Avery James is able to take it away from her. And Avery's back down the floor. They go to Lizzie Kraft, who has 17. It's right around Lizzie's average of 18.6. Lizzie down low is fouled. Went for that left-handed layup and got hacked on the arm. 3:53 to go, fourth quarter. It's Unitigo 38, Sydney 33. No matter how this ends up, stay tuned for the post-game show. Coming up in just a little bit, we'll have our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players tonight. Lizzie Kraft at the line, and the first one is good for Lizzie. She has 18. And the second one coming here for Lizzie at the line. Good. So Lizzie has 19. Bree Taylor's going to check back in for Sydney. Maya Paul to the bench. Here's our score. Unitigo 40, Sydney 33 with 3:53 to go. And every time Sydney chips it back down to 3, to 2, even to 1, Unitigo has had the answer tonight. And here is Srigliano. Shovels one into the low post. Ball gets knocked out of there, and then we'll have a timeout taken here by Sydney. With 3:40 to go in the fourth, that ball was on the floor, and they had to bail Isabella West out. 3:40 to go, fourth quarter. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Nate Lowe and Greg Bonskowski with you here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Glad to have you along as well. Our web stream and our game audio archive, all brought to you by SFCU. 40-33 is our score as we come up on 3.5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Now a kick off the leg of Harley Bertzel. Sydney, it feels like they need a little bit of a run here just to get it back down to that three range, three or four. Trailing 40-33 right now.
And if you go the whole shot clock, there's only about 7 possessions left in the game.
Now a steal by Unitigo, but Sydney takes it right back. And it's going to stay with the Sabres. Bailey McCoy stole it and then stepped out of bounds.
Yeah. They both had possession, but Bailey was outside.
And so they will say this ball will stay with Sydney.
So they're going to, there was a question about the shot clock.
Right, so I was going to say.
So they ran a second off, but they're going to put it back to 9, and it's going to be Sydney's ball with 9 seconds to shoot.
And so Sydney gets it in. Let's see how aware they are of that. Michaela Bales steps in for a 15-footer and hits. The bank is open for Michaela Bales, and it's a 5-point game, 40-35. Unitigo on top with 3:10 to go in the fourth. Here is Lizzie Kraft. Taking a screen, but didn't use it. Now back to Harley Bertzel. Unitigo content to take some time. 10 on the shot clock. Harley works one out. Lizzie Kraft in the paint. Pull up jumper. Got it. 21 now for Lizzie. Great possession there for Unitigo.
Yeah, really nice composure. Nice foul line jump shot for Lizzie.
42-35. Unitigo on top of the Sydney girls with 2:40 to go. Sabres. Got to get it to the high post for Miley. They just get it there in time. She shovels one over. Bella West. Her jumper rolls in and out, and Caitlin Henn is able to win next to glass. UNTGO's got it. They want to slow the possession down here, slow the pace.
Boy, Sydney's had about five shots that have looked like they've been like 90% the way down and then just come out.
Here is Harley Bertzel. We got a jump ball. Got tied up as she went into the paint. And the arrow this time will keep it with UNTGO.
And that doesn't reset the shot clock, so we still have 16 left on the shot clock. Look for them to get the ball to Kraft here on a diagonal cut.
So McCoy finds Kraft for an 18-footer, too strong. Harley Bertzel somehow grabs the rebound and works one back out. And now Lizzie's going to slow it down as we hit 2 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, and UNTGO leads 42-35. Trying to keep their MAC playoff hopes alive. Good defense here by Nayla Miley. A good pass to the interior for Avery James, but she shuffled her feet. Great pass from Bertzel to James, but it was right in the teeth of the defense.
And it wasn't a tough spot, too. Not much she could do with it there.
1:50 to go. Sydney trailing 42-35. They need a bucket. They go to Bella West. A straightaway three. No, a line drive. It was off the mark. Miley with the rebound. Back out to guess who? Michaela Bales, and she buries it. And we got a timeout with 1:37 left. UNTGO 42 and Sydney 37. We'll step away for 30. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
1:37 to go, fourth quarter. Packed house here at UNTGO High School. UNTGO girls leading Sydney 42-37. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Bonskowski. Jim Tomeo's our producer tonight back in Sydney at the WCDO studios. Great student sections. This game has had it all. And in a minute 37, we'll know the outcome. And it's going to set up a really big one, no matter what, I think, between Sydney and Delhi in a couple of days.
If I'm Sydney here, if I was Coach Pierce in that timeout, I would be telling my girls, go for the ball. We have two fouls to give before they even shoot free throws. So do everything you can to try to get the ball. If the referees don't call a foul, they don't call a foul. But we need the ball. Not enough possessions left to just play it out.
UNTGO gets it in. They go to Harley Bertzel. Full court pressure coming from Sydney. Harley in the backcourt tosses one over to Bailey McCoy on the far side. Again, UNTGO just content to take their time. Minute 25 left, and finally a foul here by Nayla Miley. With 1:24 to go.
And Coach Pierce is not happy. I think he wanted to do exactly what I said because he was upset with his teammate. Hey, we got a foul.
And so this will be UNTGO with the ball. They go to Lizzie Kraft. The seas kind of parted, and she was able to get that one.
She hasn't been that wide open all
night. No, yeah, she was wide open, and then they immediately foul.
So now the choice is, do you play it out now, or do you foul? It's hard with the two shots, but I think you got to foul.
They get it into Lizzie again, and she's fouled. With 1:20 to go here in the fourth, and this will be the 15th foul on Sydney, so it's going to send Lizzie Kraft to the line.
For two shots.
For two shots.
And I certainly, you know, you're hoping that she misses both if you're Sydney. But even if she makes only one of two, it's still a two-possession game. Two threes, and the game's tied if she makes one.
Lizzie gets the first one. 22 points for Lizzie Kraft, who has been tremendous here tonight. She has stepped up this season when they needed her the most. Second shot for Lizzie is good. Like she's just out the driveway. It's 44-37. What can Sydney do now with a minute 15 to go here in the fourth? They're going to have to hurry. Srigliano finds Bales left side. Now to Bella West. They try to force one to the interior for Nayla Miley, and there was nowhere to go. And now UNTGO's got the ball with a minute left. Harley Bertzel at midcourt. Shovels one over to Lizzie Kraft. Kraft holding on to it. Picked up her dribble, but then was fouled by Srigliano. 55 seconds left, and it sends Lizzie right back to the line. And we'll see if she continues to be automatic there.
see, but this is where I think, you know, you were saying kids don't, you know, have the knowledge. And there were two other people instead of Lizzie that could have been sent to the line, but Sidney didn't foul right away. He let him advance it all the way over half court, threw it to another player, then threw it to the girl who has over 20 points, and then they foul her.
55 seconds left. That's what keeps coaches up at night, right?
Don't remind me.
We do have a timeout here taken by Sidney. With 55 seconds left, Unitego 44, Sidney 37. Those little things, I'm sure,
yeah,
there are teaching some, your team how, yeah, how to keep your head in these moments.
I always had a saying in my timeouts that there were three things that we needed to know: the time, the score, and the situation. So if we knew the time, the score, and the situation, we could then determine what we were supposed to do in that situation.
Here's Lizzie back at the line out of the timeout. Missed it. Too strong. Second one coming. Bailey McCoy jumped a little early there, thinking that there was only going to be one. Lizzie with another one coming. Sidney still has some life, but they're going to need some bounces to go their way. That helps. Lizzie goes 0 for 2.
Now there's going to be a timeout by Sidney because he wants to advance the ball. The girls' basketball rule.
So rebound went to Ava. Immediate timeout. Still 55 seconds left, 54.8. Coach Pierce calls the timeout and wants to advance the basketball. Is there any philosophy here, Greg, where you don't want to use that timeout? You want to try to save it if you're trying to chip away at it here? Or it's like you got to use it now to even give yourself a chance?
I think it's more common to use it in the girls' game because you can advance the ball. Whereas if it was the boys' game, if you called that timeout, you'd still be taking the ball out on the baseline. So it's kind of a wasted timeout. But in the girls' game, because you can advance it over half court, like the NBA rule, I think it's a good timeout. Now, I don't know how many timeouts he has left.
Right, right.
But he's probably also talking in the huddle after they go over the offensive philosophy for this possession. If you have no timeouts left, you're going to say, after this, no matter what happens, we have to foul, you have to go for the ball, and we have no timeouts left. And that would be the last thing that you would say as your team is leaving the huddle, is remember, we have no timeouts left. Just so they don't call timeout and you get a technical foul.
Sidney looking over to the scores table now. I believe that the signal is that they have one left.
One timeout left. So that was a good timeout by Coach Pierce to advance the ball.
54 seconds left. Sidney's going to have the ball in front of the scores table. Coach Pierce not happy about something with the officiating crew here. Shaking his head. And Sidney will get it in. They go to Sirigliano. Looking for a flip two here. Ava's shot in and out. It's been that kind of night. And now a timeout's going to be taken by Unitego. And, or was Harley Bristol foul?
No, there was a timeout.
I was going to say, yeah.
But what Coach Pierce was adamant about was that she, Harley, dribbled.
Right.
And she made a move to go up the court. Now, it was sideways, but she dribbled. So Coach Pierce was like, Unitego's not going to be able to advance the ball because she dribbled. So for those of you out there that don't know, you can advance the ball in girls' basketball on a timeout, but you can't make any attempt to move the ball up the floor. A pass or a dribble up the floor, you've kind of negated your opportunity to advance the half court. So that's why the Spartans are going to have the ball out on the baseline with 48.5 seconds left.
And that was a great catch there by Coach Pierce, as his Sidney girls are trailing 44-37 in this huge MAC contest. So it's all, if this holds true, it's all going to come down to that Sidney and Delhi game, and we'll have all sorts of tiebreakers, and we'll be up late at night doing math and all sorts of stuff, I'm sure, by the time it's all said and done. Harley Bursell fouled when she got the ball in by Michaela Bales, and Harley's going to trot down to take the foul shots here with 47 seconds left. So again, Lizzie missed the last two. And can Harley maybe put the icing on the cake here for Unitego at the line, the freshman? Yes, takes the first. And Harley Bertram now has 8 points. Second one coming here for Harley at the line. This one is good. 9 for Harley Burton. It's 46-37, and Sydney is really in deep now. They go to Bella West, a three just too strong, and a rebound Bailey McCoy, and then she's wrapped up and fouled by Ava Cerigliano. I have to laugh at Ava. When she fouls hard, but then she immediately goes back into Ava mode where she's the nicest human being on earth and always says, I'm sorry about that.
I think a lot of times kids in this situation, if you're the team in the lead, well, what do you expect the other team to do? They're going to foul.
Right.
And then sometimes they get all upset, like, well, why did you foul? Well, look at the situation, the time and the score. I'm going to foul. That's the only way we can get back in the game.
Bailey McCoy to the line, hits the first shot. And the second one coming for Bailey. Yes. And so Unitigo, if this holds, it's going to look like a bigger score, bigger final score than it was all game. But Unitigo making their foul shots. We're down to 25 seconds left. Here's Bree Taylor over to Bella West. A two is good for Bella. She hits that, makes it 48-39 with 22 seconds left. We'll keep it right here. Another timeout is taken.
And now you might ask, okay, well, why did Unitigo call timeout? You know, they kind of have the game in hand. I kind of chuckled to myself when you said if this holds, I think there's a pretty good chance that this one is kind of in the book. So why would Unitigo take a timeout up nine? Well, they took the timeout because they want to advance the ball.
It's been, what, probably 3-4 years since we've had this rule?
Yeah.
And I think coaches just, they love using it. I mean, they use it at any chance they get.
I think it puts a little more strategy in the game, and I really think, my personal opinion, with the five team fouls and then you shoot two, both in boys and girls, that kind of has taken some of the strategy out.
Yes.
You used to be able to foul 7, 8, 9, and you would shoot one and one. And now, once you get to five, it's two shots. I'm very thankful that that rule was not in play when Jim Valvano's NC State Wolfpack, even though I'm a Tar Heel fan, like, they never would have made it to the finals, NC State, if they hadn't had the one and one.
Unitigo will look to get it in. They find a backdoor cut for Lizzie Kraft, and Lizzie wisely is just going to pull it out and try to eat some time, and now a foul on Ava Cerigliano as Harley Burtzel will head to the line, and again, people not happy with the foul. 16 seconds left. And so Harley will settle in. And she cannot hit the first. I think I've just come to learn as a neutral observer in this Unitigo-Sydney rivalry, you could be perfect and someone will be upset with you in this rivalry.
I think you are correct.
And Harley's got 10. Well, that's what makes it so great. 49-39, 10 seconds left. Sydney down the floor for the last time tonight. Bales going back to Ava Cerigliano. Pull up two, missed it, but is fouled with 5 seconds left, so Ava's going to go to the line. Ava with only 8 points tonight, but did so many other things, and really was key to setting up Bayla Miley scoring 16 with a lot of great passes. And
but you also have to understand that Coach Z's game plan tonight was that Ava was going to have a shadow the entire night. So she couldn't really move out there on the court without a Unitigo defender being within arm's length.
And hits it. Two for two for Ava. She's got 10. And it's 49-41. And that's going to do it. Unitigo is still alive in the MAC Division I standing. And boy, this is really going to throw a log jam into the standings. And it's going to make that Sydney-Delhi game in a couple of days very big. That's going to make all this stuff down the stretch extremely important. 49-41, we'll be back with the postgame show here on WCDO. Stay tuned.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Every day at NBT Bank, we focus our business around all the ways we can help yours. We're large enough to offer leading business and digital solutions, but local enough enough to ensure personalized one-on-one service. So turn to NBT Bank for a full range of business solutions, like capital and treasury management services, even fraud protection, and see how NBT Bank is just the right size to help you do big things. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more and start a conversation. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
All right, welcome back one last time to Unitego High School here. Heck of a game tonight with the Unitego girls defeating Sydney 49-41 here for a Big Mac victory. And Mac Division One is pretty much a logjam. We'll have those standings updated later tonight for you on WCDO Sports, or excuse me, on NateLull.com. We will have the game audio archive on WCDOsports.com. But it's going to be interesting down the stretch, and that's what makes league playoff basketball so much fun. But, Coach, before we get into our final awards and stats here, just your thoughts on a great back-and-forth game here.
Yeah, I mean, you couldn't ask for a better contest tonight. I think Sydney would like to have some of those shots back. In both halves, they had some good looks that just didn't go down. But you couldn't ask for a better game and a better atmosphere. It's one of the better atmospheres that I've seen in a while around here with the two student sections dueling back and forth. It's kind of hard for us to hear with our headsets on, but it also sounded and looked like they were both very sportsmanlike. It was all in good fun, and they were here supporting their classmates, and they did a good job.
Let's go through our scoring summary here. First for Unitego, a game-high 23 tonight for Lizzie Kraft. She was tremendous. She was the difference. 10 for Harley Bertzel, 7 for Bailey McCoy, 5 for Caitlin Henn, 2 apiece for Gracie Tilt and Avery James. That bucket by Tilt was a big one, and that got the big reaction out of Coach Z. On the other side for Sydney, a team-high 16 for Nayla Miley, 10 for Ava Sirigliano, 6 for Michaela Bales, 4 for Bella West, 3 for Maya Paul, and 2 for Bree Taylor. And they, as you said, they probably had 10 shots where it bounced in and out and just wouldn't go down tonight. Tough shooting night for the Sabres.
Yeah, and, you know, you can attribute that some to Unitego's defense. You can attribute that to the rivalry, the excitement. You know, it's not often that high schoolers get to play in an atmosphere like this. It takes kind of a special player to understand, hey, I got to slow down my excitement and just relax and just do what I've drilled and drilled and drilled over and over in practice and in the driveway.
Yeah, I hope everybody realizes how special this is. Not everybody gets a chance to play in front of a packed house, a big crowd like this, so definitely a special night here for both of these teams. All right, let's get into our three awards to wrap up tonight's broadcast. First is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, of course brought to you by NBT Bank, top rated by Forbes and rated highly by the people that matter most, our customers. NBT Bank is proud to support local high school sports. Kind of an easy one here tonight. Lizzie Kraft, the game high in points tonight with 23. Another tremendous performance. I've just been so impressed this year how she's always been able to get to the rim, but the way she can finish this year has impressed me, and she puts her team on her back tonight and gets it done.
Yeah, there's times where she gets the ball and you're not going to stop her from getting to the basket. The only way you're going to stop her is to foul her. I've been impressed with the way she can finish as well. The other thing that really has impressed me is she has that, you know, 15-foot jump shot, you know, foul line extended down to the gray area. She has a good jump shot, which, you know, you can't say, oh, I'm going to play your drive, because then she'll just stand there and shoot it. So she's a very difficult matchup for any opponent.
I'm going to skip ahead, and then I'll go back, but I'm going to go to the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award next, brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney. Always supporting youth in our local communities and happy to be a part of high school sports here on WCDO. ACCO Brands is a proud local employer and community partner. I'd like to go with Nayla Miley tonight from Sydney. 16 points, but we just said over and over tonight, she did a little bit of everything. Rebounding, great defense from time to time on Lizzie. and just good passing. I mean, she really was an all-purpose player.
Yeah, I think it was Dick Vitale that used to say that players were stat sheet stuffers.
Yes.
She was a stat sheet stuffer tonight. And the one comment that I made to you off the air when I looked down at the program, she's only a sophomore. And the MAC is going to have their hands full when she's a senior and a junior. Like, she's tough. She's very good player. I think she's only going to get better.
She's very tough. I feel like she's just kind of figuring out what her game is all about. I mean, I know she plays AAU and really has a love for the game. Just a tremendous athlete no matter what she's doing. Great soccer player as well. But I agree. As she continues to figure it out, look out for the next 2 years.
Yeah, I think she's only scratched the surface as to what her potential is as a player.
All right, finally tonight, the Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award is brought to you by Mirabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Mirabito and Jeff Gresham cheer on our local high school basketball teams on WCDL. I want to say there's a lot of different ways you could go with this. Obviously, we know Ava had a nice night with the 10 points. Bailey McCoy, we thought, played excellent. With 7 points, Avery James came off the bench and was a real ball hawk on defense at times. Harley Bertzel, an excellent game. I think you could give it to any of these athletes. I will go with Harley Bertzel tonight. The 10 points, hit some big shots. Sometimes the defense award turns into something extra, but Harley hits that first shot of the game, hits some big ones down the stretch. We'll give the defense award to Harley tonight, so congratulations to her.
And early, I want to say most of the first half, she was the one chasing Ava around, making her life difficult and being her shadow. And then it kind of switched, I think, a little bit in the second half to Avery James. But in the second half, Harley did chase her around as well. So it is fitting to give her the defense award tonight because, you know, Ava did not hit her average tonight, and that was credit to the Spartans' game plan and their defensive pressure.
Yeah, to hold Ava Srigliano to 10 points is a rare thing. Second, in terms of the Nate Wall coverage area and the WCDO coverage area, Ava is the second leading scorer among the 30-plus schools that we cover. There's only one player that's averaging more than her, and so to hold her to 10, really impressive tonight by Unitego. All right, Coach, that's going to do it. You will be with me tomorrow, right?
Yep.
We'll have another Big Mac matchup, the Sydney Boys hosting BG. You and I will have to crunch the numbers, but that is really going to be something for playoff seeding because they're both hovering right around that 3-4-5 spot. So we'll do our homework tonight and figure out what tomorrow means for those two, but going to be a whale of a game.
Yep, looking forward to it. And I haven't seen BG play yet, but I did see the Sydney Boys play here against Unitego. So I've heard good things about the BG Boys, so looking forward to that contest tomorrow at Sydney.
Yeah, Sydney, of course, really kind of figuring it out the last couple of weeks. Jalen Reardon's been playing very well, Connor Vandersamen, and James Agroyan, you remember him from BG, he's a man among boys. He is certainly a tough one, and he'll be ready tomorrow night, I'm sure, for BG. All right, a big thank you to Jim Tomeo. He is our producer back in the WCDO studios on Main Street in Sydney. Jim will be with us tomorrow. Coach will be back with us, and we'll have a good one. Final score here again, 49-41. Unitego girls defeating Sydney, and the MAC girls Division I standings are now a mess. So check out NateLaw.com later. We'll figure it all out for you and have it there. For Greg Bonskowski, I'm Nate Law. We'll see you tomorrow night on WCDO Sports.
WCDO and WCDO-FM, Sydney. W222CR, Norwich.